When someone from out of town travels to Detroit, the usual destinations tend to be the Fox Theater for a concert, maybe Comerica Park for a Tiger game. But how do you explore the city on a deeper level without the double-decker buses and the big tour companies that so many other big cities have? Stateside's Emily Fox takes us to Hostel Detroit, where guests from around the globe get a behind-the-scenes look at the city.
Hostel Detroit opened its doors in April of 2011. So, Michel Soucis is the general manager. He's giving me a tour of the 100-year-old building. The outside is decorated with colorful painted bricks and murals of monster-looking creatures. Hostel Detroit is in Corktown, in a fairly vacant neighborhood across the expressway from the old train station.
It's been a while since someone said, oh, isn't that sad?
While places like the old Central Station with its skyline of broken windows is just one of the many worn-down buildings Detroit is known for, Soucis sees his neighborhood a little differently.
It's a very peaceful, vast, pastoral space with a lot of its sort of urban roots still showing.
But Soucis knows people wouldn't normally use words like pastoral to describe vacant land amidst abandoned buildings.
We're a really embattled city. I mean, everyone has a really solid idea of what Detroit is. Everyone knows what it is. You know, it's one thing, you know, or two things. It's poverty, it's crime.
But Soucis wants to change that image.
That's what we want to do is allow people to make their own story of the city rather than coming and maybe affirming a belief that someone handed down to them because they don't have the information or access.
So today, like many days at Hostel Detroit, Soucis crams in a handful of guests into a sedan and gives them a tour of the city. So let's meet the guests and take a tour.
My name's Chloe. I'm a student in Portland, Oregon, but I'm originally from Brooklyn. And I'm here as part of a cross-country tour I'm doing by train.
And there's Jonathan Dowell. He's an artist from Canada.
Detroit has always had like a mythical presence in my mind, and I've always imagined it a certain way, and I really wanted to come here and see on the ground what it was like, in particularly street art.
Our first stop on the trip is an outdoor street art project on the east side of Detroit.
So here we're entering the Heidelberg Project.
The Heidelberg is the work of artist Tyree Guyton. The project takes up an entire city block. Think of it like Sesame Street that's gone to the dark side. Houses are painted with huge, colorful polka dots, dozens of stuffed animals hang off another house, and a mix of what used to be junk is made into sculptures in the open yards. After a walk around the Heidelberg Project, we hop back in the car, and Soucis gives another tour on the way to our next destination.
So to the left, you have Lafayette Park as we're doubling back, and then to the right, this is Eastern Market at the beginning of Eastern Market. So we're entering an area called West Village. So this is what's called Foxtown. We're downtown Detroit. So we're coming on to like what we call like our cultural center, art center. This is Orchestra Hall.
Our next stop is a hidden sculpture park next to the African Bead Museum. It was created by the museum's owner, Oleyame Dalbo.
So this is teaching rocks how to rust.
Oh, whoa.
Like the Heidelberg Project, abandoned objects are used to create art and sculptures. Here there are rows of chairs with rocks on them facing an African mask on a tree stump. The houses that surround the sculpture park are covered with mirrors and painted with a hodgepodge of colors and patterns. And it looks like the visitors I'm traveling with are really enjoying the place.
This is like really like a dream. It's really great that this exists. It's truly inspiring.
After the tour of the sculpture park, we pack back in the car and the travelers get dropped off at another destination.
I'll drop you at the actual entrance.
And as they're off to explore on their own, Soucis, the general manager of Hostel Detroit, hopes they'll come back with a deeper understanding of the city than they did before. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.